Today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. I famously have had a headache for 25 years, is what it feels like. And a lot of people say, Kendall, that's because you don't drink water. And to that I say, well, I will not know because I have not been to a doctor because it's so hard to find a doctor. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you, which is so hard to find. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC. Today's episode is sponsored by Cook Unity. I'm a huge fan of Cook Unity. I tried Cook Unity a couple months ago and I'm still using it. They have this specific sandwich that I am truly obsessed with. It is a jackfruit pulled pork sandwich. Yes, please. It is so good. And I'm thinking about it all of the time. It's easy. It's effortless. You can choose from hundreds of meals prepared by award-winning chefs. Or let them choose for you if you don't even have time for that. Make the best meal plan ever with the convenience, chef-level quality, and endless variety of Cook Unity. Go to cookunity.com/BCC or enter code BCC before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code BCC or going to cookunity.com/BCC. Welcome to the chain. We're your hosts. I'm Kendall Landreth.
And I'm Sarah Schauer.
And this is the I don't know why I said it.
It's okay. Say it.
That, no, you say it.
All right. Okay. This is the BCC Club where each week we go down an internet rabbit hole and discuss what's in that hole.
Should we rename the podcast What's in That Hole?
What's in that hole?
Today we're going to be talking about what the hell is happening with airlines. Doors are flying off.
People are screaming.
People are upset. The snacks suck ass.
Yeah.
What's going on? But before we get to that, how's your week going?
Good. Read a lot of books. Going to the bookstore after this because it's Arab American Heritage Month, and I plan all the books I read around the month. Yeah. And so I already have three that I want, but I need to buy a couple fiction ones because every time I post about it on my Instagram stories, most people, when they consume book talk or bookstagram content, they're very much fiction people.
Right.
And so they're like, Sarah, we love this. We will, but also can you like plug some fiction stuff?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I got to read some fiction stuff. Oh, and then, so I had another call with my family about the book club situation. And my dad was like, you should join my family has a book club, but my family is also super Christian. My dad was like, you should join the book club. We read a fiction book, and I was like, well, I usually read nonfiction. And my dad was like, your sister and I decided no nonfiction. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I guess actually the last people I want to discover anything with you.
It's probably because it's also like what's so sick. It's like nonfiction to who? Because yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of nonfiction books they might be reading that to you would be fiction.
Yeah. But then I was talking about it with my therapist. I was like, I actually feel like I would learn so much about my family if I saw their interpretation of different things happening in the book.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, what do you think motivated Huck Finn to get on this raft? And my mom will be like, he was poor and weird. And he decided that water travel would be the... So that gives me insight into her thought process.
And, that's amazing.
And then Naomi got back from Poland.
Amazing.
Their body is still adjusting. They were really sleepy. Yeah.
That's amazing. But is it good to have them back?
Yeah, it is really good to have them back. They're so... every time they come back, I'm like, are you smaller? You know, but they're just eat... Like, the Polish food is like, you know, nutrients.
Yeah.
In America, it's like, what is this?
It's like so bad. I try not to go down these rabbit holes. I told you this before, but my TikTok algorithm thinks that I'm a 40-year-old Midwestern woman with six kids.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes I'm served this content that's like, I have to be really careful that I'm like, this woman believes a lot of conspiracy theories. But the one that I'm like, oh, this makes sense and is true is I'm being pushed all this content that's like, American food is poison.
Yeah.
Which is like, obviously. But I feel like the last couple months just having, after going to Japan and being here, I'm like, God damn, our food really is poison.
Yeah.
What's going on? And obviously, like, I think it's like, you know, You don't have to be too scared because you can make none. I think the fear is that, like, you can't make any food in America not be poisonous, but you totally can. It just is scary when you, because, like, I told you this, but when I went to Japan, I was eating, like, whatever the fuck I wanted. Like, I would be so full, and I would walk by 7-Eleven and be like, I'm going to get a bao bun, like, 2 bao buns and a corn dog. Like, I was not eating good, and I never was sick the whole time I was there.
Yeah.
And I feel like here, I'm sick every day, and from what I'm eating, but I eat really healthy, I would say, in my day-to-day life. So, interesting.
I would say also to anyone traveling to the U.S. and you're scared of the American food, the human body, regardless of your place on this earth, can get used to poisons.
Yeah.
You can overcome allergies by slowly exposing yourself, like, over time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why on My Strange Addiction, you saw people drinking gasoline. It's because they did it little by little.
Yeah.
So if you visit the U.S., don't try to shovel it all in.
Just drink a little bit of gasoline every day leading up to your trip.
Microdose, some pesticides, gasoline. And, you know, maybe pop a little lip of tobacco in.
And then our vegetables will be fine for you.
You're going to do great here.
Also, what was I just going to say? Oh, no. Oh, my God. Yes, your body can process anything. Yesterday, my partner and I went to a Mexican restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And I was eating with a plastic fork. And I took a bite and realized I ate one of the tongs on the fork.
Oh, my God.
And I almost had a panic attack. I lost my mind. I was so scared. I was going to die. But it's fine. I feel actually better than I've ever felt.
Yeah, I think you're going to pass that pretty easily.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy that Naomi's back.
I'm safe. I'm happy that you're alive.
Thank you.
How was your week?
Good. You know what? Of course I'm late to the game. I've been watching a new show.
What
show? My form of education. You've been reading, you know, history books.
Yeah.
And I'm watching The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Wait, but it's such a good series.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was hesitant because everybody knows I love a little lesbian romance. So I always get DMs that are like, you should watch Haunting of Bly Manor. And I asked my girlfriend, I was like, have you ever seen Haunting of Bly Manor? Because they, like, have watched every show on planet Earth. And also, like, it takes a lot for me to, like, sit and watch a show. So I don't want to watch something that I'm, like, most shows I turn on and get 20 minutes in and turn it off. Like, that's most every show because I just, like, can't pay attention. And they were like, I hated it. They were like, the acting is so bad and the script is so bad. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe I won't watch it. I turned it on and I'm like, this is so me because
it's so good.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with it. And sometimes it makes me scared I'm just so stupid because I'm like, if they think the writing is so bad, but this is like the first writing I've understood. It's kind of like how children's book, I guess it's a children's book, like compared to like an adult book would be considered like bad writing. Like if I opened up a book and it was written like if you give a mouse a cookie, I'd be like, oh, this is a bad book.
Yeah.
But it's like all I can understand. So I'm like, maybe I just have a child's level comprehension.
Yeah.
But I'm obsessed with The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Well, yeah, similar to microdosing poison. The more you read, the better you will get at it.
Yeah.
No, but I understand. I like Bly Manor. The only thing I do love a good lesbian story. I don't like... I don't have anything against the Midwest, but like she's from the Midwest.
She seems it.
And there's just the accent and the romance part. I don't know. It throws me off.
You know what it's like? Did you watch Drive Away Dolls?
No.
The lesbian movie that just came out. It's with. Oh my God. Why am I forgetting her name? I know her name. I know it. And I'm forgetting it. It's with.
Can we look it up?
I know. She's like my favorite actress. It's actually sick. I know her name. I'm just forgetting it.
Drive Away Dolls.
Oh my God. She's in Maid. She's like the lead of Maid.
I've never heard of that.
She is in Sanctuary, the movie.
Cast. Let me read some names.
It's the first one.
Margaret Qualley.
Yes, Margaret Qualley. Margaret Qualley. It's like a lesbian film, but they have Margaret Qualley have the most insane accent in this movie. She talks like this and she'll be like, come on, sweetheart. It's nuts. And it doesn't sound real. No one has an accent. And I don't think it's her fault. I don't think because I'm a Margaret Qualley defender until I die. So I think it was not her fault.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were like, this is the accent you should have. But it really takes me out of it. And there's like a part where they're like in the shower, like about to have sex. And she's like, what do you want, baby doll? And I'm like, I cannot watch that.
She's Jack Antonoff's wife.
Ah.
That's the person who writes Taylor Swift songs with Taylor Swift.
There you go. She's incredible.
She's younger than me. She was born October 23rd, 1994. She's 17, 16 days younger than me. 17.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Are you having a spiral?
No, I just, I mean, she.
You wanted to be in Driveaway Dolls.
No, I just, the thing is, yeah, with Southern accents where people get it messed up, she's from Montana. So this is, I understand. Like, there's two types of Southern accents. You either have a twang or you have a drawl. Mm-hmm. Drawl is like low and slow. Twang is like, you know? And the issue happens when people combine them.
Yeah.
You know? I don't like it.
And so it was weird watching. I was like, this feels like perverted for me to watch. I like don't like watching you guys be sexual with each other when you have this accent, but I guess it could be similar to Blind Manor. She's a really weird accent. It's subtle, yeah, though. It's more subtle.
I think the thing is like, I don't mind when people with accents do it. I think it's when you know that that's not their real accent.
It takes you back. It almost feels, maybe this is why it feels perverted to me.
Yeah.
I think it's like the last time I heard that accent was in like my eighth grade school play.
Okay.
When like a sixth grader was pretending to do a Southern accent. Like that's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when, what's that movie where Tom Hanks does that insane French accent?
Oh, God.
Or Russian accent. I don't know what he does. I didn't watch the movie.
Tom Hanks, French?
It just says no.
I'm not sure. It could be his Castaway. No.
The Terminal.
Thank you. Yeah, it just takes you out of it. It's like, this is an accent that, honestly, I feel that with French accents in general. When someone does a French accent in a movie, I'm like, this feels like when someone's like, that's not French. What's the, not even French then. What's the accent when you would be like? Would you like a No, that's French.
That's French.
It sounds like a middle school play. Like, it sounds like someone was cast as a French person in a middle school play.
Oh, that's what pisses me off about anyone trying to do an Irish or a Scottish accent. Yeah. Because, like, okay, the thing is if you're going to do that accent, you got to do it good. Yeah. Or else you just sound like a doofus.
I know. And sometimes, I don't know. It just feels too much. But watching Haunting of Bly Manor, sometimes I just, Sarah, can I get vulnerable? I just want to give up everything and go live on a farm. And that's not the plot of Bly Manor. They live in actually a very fancy house.
Yeah.
But she's like a gardener.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want like a bunch of chickens and a pig and a cow. And I just want to like take care of them. And I don't want to like see anyone.
Oh, yeah. That's so true.
Maybe it's because I'm reading too many, like, lesbian novels where they, like, meet in a small town. But I'm like, I want to move to a small town.
As someone who's been gay in a small town, it's never like how they make it in movies. Like, it's all the other...
Well, because there's no other gay people. So that's, like, the number one issue.
No, the only other gay person is the person who diagnosed me with ADHD. She's 50 and has... And I love this about her. But she had two Harley Davidson motorcycle tattoos. One on both arms.
Okay, so she's hot.
She is, but she's too old for me. And patient doctor.
No,
I can't do it.
She's not too old.
Well, she was like my.
She's too old for Margaret Qualley, but you're old enough that it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, now I'm ready for what she could do, but like not back then. No. Okay. So yeah, what the hell happened with the
airlines?
Cause Montana is a flyover state.
Oh, really? What does that mean?
A state that you don't visit because it's boring.
Oh, but you fly over it a lot.
Yeah.
Yes. So Alaskan Airlines plane's emergency exit door blew off mid-flight. We've all heard of this. This was big news, and it was wild. It occurred 6 minutes after takeoff. Three passengers were injured. A preliminary report said that four bolts intended to secure the door plug had been missing when the accident occurred, and that Boeing records showed evidence that the plug had been reinstalled with no bolts prior to initial delivery of the aircraft. The plane had flown just 150 flights total. Alaskan Airlines just announced that their inspection had found loose bolts on many aircraft. People from this flight are now suing Boeing for emotional trauma. Several people lost personal items that flew out of the open window.
Oh, yeah. There was, like, some guy in a field who, like, found a phone.
Man.
I know. That's crazy. But also, I'm one of those people that, like, 6 minutes after takeoff, I'd be like, do we really have to turn around?
I know. Where do you get do you get anxious flying?
Yeah, sometimes.
Like what, for landing or for some people get really anxious during takeoff and landing, and some people get really anxious like in the middle.
It's the landing part, because I don't know. I just imagine like they hit the ground too hard, and then the, you know, the wheels snap, or like, you know, you, it just, it's like when you're boogie boarding, and you, the boogie board gets caught on your stomach, and you flip over it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm worried about happening to the plane. Realistically, it'd never happen. Yeah, it's the landing part.
That's so wild. I get so anxious during the middle of the flight, like when we've been up in the sky, which is like the safest part.
Yeah.
And for some reason, landing doesn't scare me. And this is so nuts. But in my head, I think I'm like, we're already going down, so it can't be that much different, which is wrong.
Yeah.
And also, like, when most crashes happen during landoff or landing or takeoff.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, I know where I'm like, well, we're already, if we crash hitting the ground, like at least we'll be on the ground. How much damage can happen? A lot.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't get as anxious about that.
Yeah. If we were like, if something went wrong, like all the way up in the middle, like in the air, in the middle of the flight, I'm like, I'm going to die. Like I will not survive this and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like the idea of me surviving it.
Oh, that's what scares you.
Oh my God.
Wow. Wow. See, I think I have like maybe it's because of Yellow Jackets, but I think I do have a fantasy of like a plane crash and we all survive and just have to like live in the woods together and build.
So Yellow Jackets, yeah.
But we don't eat each other. We make it work. Like we like do what they do in, what is it, Swiss Family Robinsons? Where they like build a huge treehouse. Is that Swiss Family Robinson?
I don't know. But also, it's hard to get lost on the world nowadays.
I know. But in my dream, I think through the last episode, I'm just realizing I want to move to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, hopefully I'll get in a plane crash where I can just be fully by my, or like everyone, we can just live and not have cell phones. I don't have to read any comments. Today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. I famously have had a headache for 25 years is what it feels like. And a lot of people say, Kendall, that's because you don't drink water. And to that I say, well, I will not know because I have not been to a doctor because it's so hard to find a doctor. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you, which is so hard to find. Sometimes these doctors, they think they know everything. And you're like, no, listen, I've got some experiences I'd love to tell you about. And it's so nice to go on ZocDoc and read reviews from people who can tell you, no, this doctor is really nice and really cool, and they're going to listen to everything you have to say. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find a doctor you want, you can book them immediately. There's no more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments, which is so nice because I feel like whenever I have a medical issue, it is urgent. I use ZocDoc because it is very overwhelming how many doctors I'm supposed to see. An eye doctor, a foot doctor, a skin doctor, all of these different, a regular doctor. It's very overwhelming to have to find all of those individual ones. So ZocDoc makes it so easy for me, especially as a person with ADHD, who honestly, I need to see a doctor for that too. Which, well, I guess I have. And I did book them through ZocDoc, so that's very helpful. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC. Today's episode is sponsored by Cook Unity. I'm a huge fan of Cook Unity. I never get around to meal prepping, and it feels like if I meal prep, then I feel nourished and healthy all week. But if I don't get around to it, which is most weeks, I'm eating a lot of fast food and I'm eating a lot of stuff out of my cabinet that is maybe expired, question mark. I don't know. Go to cookunity.com/BCC or enter code BCC before checkout for 50% off your first week. I tried Cook Unity a couple months ago and I'm still using it. They have this specific sandwich that I am truly obsessed with. It is a jackfruit pulled pork sandwich. Yes, please. It is so good. And I'm thinking about it all of the time. And it feels really good for me. I love that it's vegetarian. That's one of my favorite things about Cook Unity is that you can put, I'm vegan, I'm vegetarian, I'm keto, whatever thing you're doing at the moment, you can put it in and you're going to have meals delivered to your house by local chefs, by the way, which I think is so incredible. It's easy. It's effortless. You can choose from hundreds of meals prepared by award-winning chefs or let them choose for you if you don't even have time for that. Make the best meal plan ever with the convenience, chef-level quality, and endless variety of Cook Unity. Go to cookunity.com/BCC or enter code BCC before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code BCC or going to cookunity.com/BCC. Um, There was then a United Airlines plane had a tire fall off during takeoff. That is very scary.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you're like, we're already up. We can't do anything. Like, you can't reattach one while you're flying, I don't think. And the tire landed in the airport parking lot, destroying several cars. Wow, that's so crazy how big it probably is.
Imagine the fear. Like, there, you feel something shift on the plane. You look down. There's a wheel falling. And you're like, just please don't hit the Volkswagen. Please don't. It crushes your, like, your car. And you're like, oh, my God.
Just, I can't win today.
I can't. No, I swear. You know that thing of where you played, like, you used a computer, like, you played a video game, but it wouldn't load, so you'd pretend like you didn't, you weren't, like, you didn't even care.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you were
yeah.
like, I don't even care if
it's
it loads.
It's like the watch pot never boils theory, but on your computer, yes.
I, like, I, if I saw a tire come off the plane I was on, I'd be like, I don't even care, I don't even care, because that way, the tire would hit not my car. If I was looking at the tire, it would hit my car.
Yeah.
I don't know the science behind that, but
No, that's true. That's exact science, and that's true. March 7th, another Boeing plane from San Francisco, it fell off 8 seconds. Oh, that's what it was. It was another Boeing plane from San Francisco. It fell off 8 seconds after the plane took off. There's a video that is linked. And it landed safely nearby in LAX, which feels nuts. LAX, it's like an hour. I guess that's not that insane, but it feels like we could have found like a local plane landing place, because LAX is like an hour and 20-minute flight.
Oh, yeah.
People were just probably losing their minds.
But the thing is if it's, I think it's a massive plane. So, like, actually, I feel like they would have to go to, like, a massive hub so that it could accommodate the plane. If you want to know a really good documentary, you know how 9/11, they...
you know how 9/11 is such a funny question.
Okay,
I do know how 9/11,
so when 9/11 was happening, every single American airspace was cut off and every single plane had to be grounded.
Landed, yeah.
And then every international flight had to be, like, redirected. And there was this tiny-ass town in Canada that made, like, they redirected hundreds of planes there. And I guess it had...
They all had welcome signs. They were, like, excited.
No, but literally the entire town showed up and there were more people that came from the planes than there was in the entire town. But the reason why they were diverted to this airport is because it used to be, like, a military hub.
Yeah.
So, like, they... Yeah.
Sorry, stretching if you're not watching.
So, I mean, it's just really cool because, like, you... It's a, I don't know what it's called, but watch it.
That is bizarre. Yeah, that is wild.
Mm-hmm.
Passengers were unaware of where, passengers were unaware it even happened until the pilot made an announcement 10 minutes later. Wait,
why would
10 minutes after they landed or 10 minutes after it fell off?
10 minutes after it fell off.
I will say on an airplane, they don't give a fuck about making you not scared. I feel like nothing will be going on and they're still making me anxious, where they'll come on really anxiously and be like, let's put on our seatbelts, and like nothing's happening, and you're like, what? And they're like, and let's just make sure that we're all seated in our seat and that our seats are pulled back, and you're like, is something happening?
The flight attendant is going down the rows with like rosaries, and you're like, oh shit. No, okay, actually, here's a question. Would you rather they told you 10 minutes after the wheel came off, like that the wheel came off, or would you rather like they tell you 10 minutes before they land?
10 seconds. And the wheel's off. Welcome to LAX.
No, I'm saying, would you rather find out you're missing a wheel immediately?
I would rather find out 10 minutes before. I feel like people would have, I think there would be like medical issues if people.
Oh, yeah.
I think I could work myself into a headspace that would make me okay. Like, I think, to be honest, what I would do is pretend I was like in a movie.
Uh-huh.
Where like none of this was real and I was just like pretending to be in a plane crash and it was all like in a soundstage.
Yeah.
But I do think like one time I was on a flight 45 minutes from Sacramento to LAX.
Yeah.
It was the worst flight I've ever been on. It was Southwest. It was not Southwest. It's not calling out Southwest. It was just turbulence. They couldn't really do anything about that. But it was the worst turbulence I've ever been through.
Yeah.
And I've been in some pretty bad turbulence. Like it was so bad. The plane was like... The turbulence where your plane is, like, dropping and, like, dropping again and then, like, going up and then, like, dropping and it's, like, shaking and people's, like, stuff is falling over, like, and they had to have everyone's – it was so scary. And the woman next to me held my hand.
Yeah.
She was so scared. And she was, like, praying, which it's, like, they should just come on the intercom and be, like,
and do
by
like-
the way, guys, everything's fine. But they don't do that. They just, like, they're, like – let's put our seatbelts on. And it's like makes you so scared. You're like, it would be so helpful if you were just like, I know this is scary, but everything is totally fine and everything's under control, but they don't do that. And there were like 3 medical issues on that flight because people were having panic attacks and they had to put them on oxygen.
Yeah.
So okay. I'm like, if there was an actual issue, I think people would start having like heart attacks.
But that's also the thing though, is like, I'm now thinking about how long it takes for my medication to kick in. If they told me 10 minutes before we land, there's no wheel, I'd have been like, an Ativan, it takes 30 minutes to get into my bloodstream.
Right, because Ativan, first of all, it's like,
I'd have to snort it.
Right, and you, if the people who are going to be most anxious in that situation are going to be conked out halfway yeah. through the flight. It's like, tell them when like everyone who's anxious about flying is already asleep. And yeah. you can just whisper into the mic like, we don't have a wheel.
For anyone for up anyone. Right now, this is actually just going straight to the bathroom.
Because they do have like, yeah, it's just going to the person in the bathroom was like, fuck,
why am I burdened with this?
And you have to tell everyone. But they will have, it's like, it'll start shaking and then you just see like a flight attendant get up and she starts pushing her cart and then she like sits down and buckles her seatbelt and she like puts her head in her hand.
She stares straight ahead.
And you're like, why are you guys making me so scared? Like, you guys are on planes all the time. There's no fucking way you're scared. You're fine. You know, everything's fine, but they have no interest in comforting you. They're like, no, you will be scared.
Yeah. That's my issue with a lot of 911 operators.
Is, oh my God. I know.
I know that it's protocol that they have to maintain a calm voice, because if they get excited with you, then you're gonna get more riled up and you could be bleeding, so they have to be as calm as possible. But like, sometimes it's just annoying as hell. Like, give me some, like, tell me you're,
just say they're on the way,
validate me,
and then you can ask your questions. But sometimes I'm like, there should be cases yeah. where a 911 operator can throw everything out the window. Like, I know there was one call I heard where this girl was like, and she was like, and what is he wearing? And she was like, so once again, he's yeah. right next to me, so I don't want to talk. And she's like, okay, and do you know him? Or it was like, yeah. please, just, she clearly, it's like, if this man wakes up and kills her because you've been asking her her favorite restaurant in Los Angeles, I'm going to kill you.
Oh my gosh, I love Naomi, but I will need to tell them something, text them something. But like, if I text them something, they might say it out loud. So I'll literally text them, don't say this out loud. And then they'll look at it and say, don't say this out loud. And I'm like,
that is me. I am the same way. Jordan will be like, the person with the red hat. The person with the red hat. That's what I always do. I'm looking around. Where is she? I can't see. It's so bad. It's so bad. What about you? Would you rather have them tell you 10 minutes in?
So I can take an Ativan and maybe take a couple.
You think an Ativan would work enough to, if you found out the plane is going to crash, you can take an Ativan and still fall asleep?
I have gotten my heart rate to 25. So no.
Your psychiatrist is going to call you after and be like, so we have to take these away from you.
So that's a joke. No, I think it could, yeah, it could make me pretty calm.
Yeah.
Not rational, but calm. So then, yeah, the aircraft is designed to land safely with missing or damaged tires, said the airline. Passengers said they didn't notice anything out of the ordinary until his son saw the plane dumping fuel as it was diverted to Los Angeles for an emergency landing. This people between San Francisco and L.A. just, what the fuck? Yeah, you usually don't see fuel being emptied out of a plane like that. And then we're missing a wheel, so it's a little uneasy for a little bit.
Wow, that person has no anxiety in their body.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
I said it was a little uneasy. It made me a little bit uncomfortable.
Felt weird.
Planes are hard because they don't make sense. Like, I've Googled, how does a plane work? I don't get it. I don't understand. So any, like, you cannot rationalize yourself out of any thought, because the only trust is that people have been like, it's super safe and there's no way it's going to crash. And you're like, okay, yeah. Anything else? Any other factual things that would make me feel confident?
Yeah.
EasyJet flight, this is number 3, was canceled because of a defecation.
Poopy.
Oh, I heard about this.
Oh, yeah.
Why do I think this is going to be how I die?
I don't think he died. I think he was just very embarrassed.
So sad. So flying from Spain to London, probably on a trip.
Oh, yeah.
Believed to be an accident. Well, I would hope so.
Okay, wait. So, sorry. EasyJet flight canceled because of a defecation incident. So something happened where there was so much poop, they had to cancel the flight.
Oh, was that? Sorry, yes.
Yeah.
So this is what a passenger told CNN. It was very frustrating. We obviously can't prove whether the person simply had an accident or if they had done this out of anger for the delayed flight. But it was hard not to be angry either way, as nobody wants to be stranded in another country. The smell was unbearable. Another passenger told CNN the person who did it was not publicly identified, and the passengers removed from later flight for a different plane. Wait, I don't understand. Oh, it was delayed because of that flight came. Okay. First of all, I have a question.
Yeah.
Because when I was in middle school.
Uh-huh.
We had gym canceled for a day because when they walked into the gym, like the locker room,
yeah,
a bunch of boys had covered the entire gym locker room in shit.
Oh,
they'd shit everywhere.
What?
As like a prank. Okay. And it was insane. And I've always been like, how did they do that? Like, how did they do that? That does not even, because like, and everyone just kept being like, the amount of shit was crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how are people in control? Like, did they just like slam Raisin Bran the day before, like the whole day? Like, I don't understand how they control that. And then if they did that, how did they wait until they got into the locker room as a group to do that? Also, like, I'm also just like, it's so crazy that boys are so, it's so hard for them to be vulnerable with each other, but they can do that with each other.
Yeah.
Feels crazy. But with this, I'm like, out of anger, if it was enough shit to make the plane have to be canceled.
Yeah.
That's a lot of shit. That's obviously an how would that not be an accident? How do you purposefully out of anger produce that much shit?
I think if this person probably had like an extreme medical emergency. And in that case, that is incredibly unfortunate, but obviously jarring. But if they were maliciously shitting everywhere, they were weaponizing their
medical issue.
Yeah, then I would.
Because either way, they have a medical issue.
Yeah. I don't think. It's really, I don't know. But I'm trying to think back to the locker room. Realistic. Okay, you know how your body only contains a certain amount of blood?
Yeah.
Can you, how much poop can I have?
Right. Because it's like, you would think it would just like, how? They kept being like, it was so much shit. And I'm like, how? Like,
yeah.
What was it, 100
Is it liquid?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
The thing
but
is.
But I am like, even if it was 100, I'm like trying to picture like, okay, if it was 10 boys
uh-huh.
who agreed to do this, which already feels lofty. That's like a lot of boys who've agreed to do this.
Well, it's like,
that's
it's
little 10 little plots of shit. That's not what I was described to me. They were like, the locker room was covered head to toe in shit.
Uh-huh.
How?
Yeah.
Even if you had 100 children doing that, I don't understand how that would be possible.
I don't either. I can't imagine, you know how going to a doctor and peeing in a cup is already hard enough.
Hard.
I'm always peeing on my hand when I do that.
Yeah.
I like can't imagine sequestering enough crap from your ass. Are they pooping in like a garbage can and then transporting it?
That's a good thought.
Cause I've
that's the first helpful answer I've gotten to this question.
Yeah. I am also the idea of pooping down an entire plane. I'm sorry, guys. This is.
Wait, that's what he did?
I think it was. Yeah, he pooped the entire plane.
Oh, my God.
The thing is you'd have to have, if it's that liquid, I'd assume some sort of medical emergency. But also, my consistency, you'd have to mash it pretty hard.
Yeah, upsetting.
Okay.
But I honestly, no matter what this man's intention was, it's very sad.
Yes.
Even if he was like, fuck you guys, I'm shitting everywhere, he's gonna have a hard life.
Yes.
Number 4, do you want to read it?
United Airlines flight fell 28,000 feet in almost 10 minutes after possible loss of cabin pressure.
Is that a lot?
28,000 feet. Yeah, that's over
in 10 minutes, though.
I mean, 5,280 feet are in a mile, so it fell like over 5 miles. So yeah, the Boeing 777 was en route to Rome when the nosedive. It was a full nosedive. It had to return to its original place of departure in New Jersey. It said something failed mid-flight and depressurized the cabin. The burning smell can apparently be attributed to using the oxygen canisters. The wing flaps came out to immediately lower our altitude so there would be more oxygen. It was terrifying, but turned out okay. Okay, back to the shitting the pants. If we nosedived a couple miles, oh, I'm shitting everywhere.
I don't even know what your body. It's moments like that. I'm like, I wonder if would everyone just immediately shit themselves? Because it's like your body is not made to do that.
No,
to fall like that.
No, I mean, I have one, like, sip of coffee in the morning, and I'm crapping.
I know.
Can you imagine dropping 5 miles from a plane?
I feel like people would just nap because it's like, that's like a way worse than a roller coaster, and people vomit on those. It's probably just everyone's like vomiting and shitting themselves.
Yeah, dude, that is a nosedive.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hi.
Hello.
We're Katie Kershaw,
Tian Tran,
and DR Fightmaster.
And we're thrilled to bring you Jocular, a podcast that explores all things queer, trans, and women forward in the world of sports.
Don't care about sports? That's okay. We got plenty of gossip and stories that everyone can enjoy.
We're going to tell you who is who on the field and who's just a fucking smoke show.
Check out Jocular, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
J-O-C-K-U-L-A-R.
Jocular.
I just have to read it. There was a gaping hole in a plane fuselage?
Fuselage.
What the fuck is that? Operated by Marathon Airlines. Wow, I'm really learning. I've heard of like two airlines in this research. I'm like, Marathon Airlines. The aircraft flew for another hour and made an emergency landing at the same airport with a gaping hole in the fuselage. What is that?
Fuselage. It's like where you store the fuel.
All 111 occupants were reported safe but dealt with extreme concern.
All 110 occupants.
What?
You said all 111 occupants.
Oh. All 111 occupants were reported safe but dealt with extreme concern. This happened because the plane, I thought it was saying like that was the name of the flight. It was like flight 111. This happened because the plane overran the runway, so it collided with lights upon taking off, creating the hole.
But also you would have felt that during takeoff.
That is awful, man. And what's scary is all these are pretty recent, right? This was like...
No, yeah, these are all like within the past
good
year.
Good God. More frequent flight cancellations. More flights are being canceled than usual. Many airlines blame the more severe winter storms than usual for this year, as well as air traffic restrictions, lack of airplane staff, technical problems, and lower passenger numbers. There has been a noticeable decrease in flight tickets being purchased since the window flying off incident. Mm-hmm. But customers complain a lot on TikTok about this because prices are still as high as ever despite the decrease in demand.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever ridden a train before?
Yes, I have.
I feel like a lot of people are like switching to trains and like buses and just, you know, boats. And
can I say something though about airline tickets?
Yes.
And the prices of them.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it's the thing that no one's ever not going to complain about. Like, people get so mad.
Yeah.
But the, what was I going to say? I fully forgot what
it's
I was
okay.
going to say. I do feel like with airlines, there's really no winning. Like, I feel like people are upset about airlines no matter what they do. And I've even, like, I feel like I see on TikTok all the time, people are like, I would pay extra money for a little extra legroom.
Yeah.
And then airlines have tried to do that, and people would not pay extra money. It's like people booked the cheaper flight with less legroom. And so people are so mad at airlines for the legroom, but then it's like they're competing with these. But if it's so expensive to fly a plane. Like,
yeah.
It's so expensive. So it's like if the price is If they're charging per seat, it's like, yeah, if you get extra leg room, you're going to have to pay more, and people don't do it.
Yeah.
So then they're like, well, I guess we'll just keep adding in rows. And then everyone's like, fuck yeah, why is it so small? And it yeah. is so small, and it's horrible. But I think it's just it's tough.
Yeah, I think they're just like incredibly selfish, and that they just want to suck every last penny out of.
I mean, that's true.
Out of everyone.
But I did see, I want to know what you think about this. I always see people online, and I do find it irritating, that are like, I would pay for a child-free flight.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that?
That's hard because, I mean, I think, have you ever been on a flight where there's like three people?
Yes.
Yeah. So like you would, that's because like they, that's not like the most optimal flight. It's like no one booked it. So like they lose, for the company, they lose money with that flight. And also you'd have to have a bunch of people with children going to the same destination.
Yeah.
And I mean, take stock of all the kids that are already on the plane. There's maybe like two that are whiny. And four that would be considered children, they'd have to get like a much smaller aircraft. And so
I think sometimes I'm like, well, there is a no child flight. It's called a private jet. And yeah. You get like people, I just think I'm like, God, people hate children so much and it's so weird.
I think everyone at this point should assume that there's going to be a screaming child on your
yes.
flight. Like luck favors the prepared. Always have like some sort of earplugs, noise canceling headphones. And you know what? I'm going to victim blame at this point. There are so many stories about like children screaming on planes. The fact that you didn't prepare for that.
Right.
You're the problem.
Well, exactly. I'm just like, it's not. And I saw a quote the other day about this topic and someone, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was basically like, you agreed to not have a child. You did not agree to like a childless world. Like mm-hmm. you can't have no. That doesn't make sense. Like you were a child and you were on a plane and like, shut up. Like just get over it, honestly.
Yeah. How about you pay for first class?
But like. And that's what's crazy to me because I would never usually like tell someone to fix their problem by paying more money because it's like not possible for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the statement that's like, I would pay extra money to have no children around me. I'm like, you literally can do that. If you're Miss Moneybags over here trying to pay for a child-free flight.
Yeah.
You literally can't. I mean, obviously first class is not child-free, but it usually is. Like there's usually no child. And I've never been in first class, but every time I walk past it, I'm like, there's no children here.
Yeah, and get used to it. I was gonna say jackass, because I mean, that's what rich people do. They pay to be around not around a certain type of people.
They pay to not be around their own children.
Yeah, so like you do as they do, and you gotta pay more, you know?
Right, it's like, what are you with this? I would pay whatever it takes to not have kids around me. I'm like, well, no, not clearly not, because you would have done it.
Yeah, then do it.
Alaska Airlines flight attendants voted in favor of striking. So there's a flight attendant strike happening. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean they're about to walk off the job. The airline's flight attendants have been eligible to update their contract since December 2022, and negotiations are ongoing. Alaska and American, Delta, Southwest flight attendants are on strike, and likely more airlines will join. The flight attendants are increasingly frustrated that pilots won huge pay raises last year while they continue to work for wages that in some cases have not increased in many, many years. They argue that they have not been rewarded for working through the pandemic and been responsible for safety of passengers.
Oh, yeah. They should have got a huge, like, bonus for that. Because the pandemic, like, trying to make anyone wear a mask, but especially on an airline where it's just circulating air.
Oh, gosh.
And people would, like, knowingly get on a plane with COVID and be like, sorry, I just needed to get home. It's like you literally put everyone's life at risk.
Well, I cannot even imagine working that job because it's like even my mom at one point worked at a grocery store during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so hard. People were so rude to her yeah. about the masks and whatever. But it's like, well, people have to get their groceries. So at least there's like a little bit of an understanding is why that's there. But to deal with the person who's flying to like...
Mm-hmm.
a trip in the Bahamas while yeah. everyone is like dying and having to like deal with them be like, well, what am I supposed to wear a mask? It's like, well, you're not supposed to be traveling at all.
Yeah.
That would be so frustrating. And they've like put them in a huge amount of danger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people who drive trucks with a lot of flammables in them get paid a lot of money, I'm pretty sure.
What do you mean? Like people?
Like when people drive those, like truck drivers who drive like stuff that could explode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They paid a lot of money. So it feels like flight attendants should have had the same thing.
No, exactly. A flight attendant should be paid more.
As well as the increase in horror passenger incidents, the defecation, people throwing food at each other mid-flight. What? Screaming at flight attendants with absurd requests, and some flight attendants have explained how people aggressively shove them is quite common.
You shove a flight attendant? This is not the streets of New York where you can walk away. You're literally on the same...
That's enough.
Aircraft. And also, they're a human being. Like, that's so crazy. Throwing food at each other. Oh, yeah, and screaming at flight attendants. There's only so much that they can do.
They also, flight attendants want to charge in a common industry policy dictating attendants only get hourly wages for time the plane is in motion. Now, I've heard of this, and that is how, that is insane. That's like, yeah. When they're not on the plane, they're not getting paid. And like, the fact that when I used to work at a restaurant, I would get so mad that me walking to work, I wasn't getting paid for. Because I'm like, well, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't have this job.
Yeah.
So I cannot imagine being at the airport in my outfit, waiting for the plane, having to be professional with people, like having to answer questions, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And not getting paid for that.
Dude, that's crazy. I mean, like, even people who work, like, you work, like, an office job, and there's, like, you have to have those things that, like, move your mouse every, like, couple minutes so, like, people know that you're online.
Oh.
Could you imagine, like, if you didn't get paid every time your mouse stopped moving? Like, that would be so, so unfair. Like, or you're, like, a doctor, and if you're, like, standing in one place, sorry, dude, you're not getting paid for this. Only when you're physically moving around.
Insane.
Yeah.
Delta is the only major airline that's budged on this policy so far, offering employees half pay during boarding starting in 2022.
It's still just half pay.
It almost feels meaner somehow to be like, well, we'll give you half. It's yeah. Like, okay. Thousands of flight attendants across three union pickets in front of 30 airports in the U.S. in front of 30 airports in the U.S. and Guam to push common demands, according to the AFA, which argued in a press release new contracts are overdue as flight attendants have seen unruly behavior from passengers and short staffing in recent years. 100,000 flight attendants are currently in contract negotiations, according to Association of Flight Attendants.
I love that they're on strike because, like, that's the thing that would immediately piss most people off is, like, if there's no flights. I mean, that's, like, you can't fly anywhere.
It does feel like one of those jobs that actually, if you guys stopped working that day, it would be resolved.
It's so.
Which I'm sure is wrong, but it feels like they can't. They would immediately lose so much money.
So my most common issue that happens on planes for me is that I get too hot in the undercarriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually like to wear bicycles.
Well, they shouldn't have you sitting under there.
No,
you won't splurge for the seat in the cabin.
You pay for cargo. And then, no, I, so like a lot of airports don't sell underwear.
Interesting.
I noticed, yeah, like that's why I love the Vegas airport because they sell a lot of underwear, but like
I love Vegas in general because if you need something medically, they will have it.
they're on scene. So I was I don't know what airport. I think it was like Detroit or something. I was going through, and I was trying to find some underwear because I just started my period, and they didn't have any. And I had to go to like a J. Crew or like a Southern Tide, and I bought a pair of little boys shorts. And I had to cut them up the side of the thighs so I could...
They had scissors you could buy? That feels like that shouldn't be allowed. Scissors? You can buy
No. Nail trimming, like scissors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for like hangnails. And so I like cut them up the sides and then it was just squeezing me in the middle. And that was supposed to be for like a 8 or like 5 hour flight or something. And I had to just take off my panties, like, well, my boy shorts.
Why didn't you just take off all the underwear and put a tampon in?
I don't know. So, I think it's because I don't like the, it's not so much also the blood, it's also the fact that it gets sweaty.
I get it. Yes, it's very hard. They could have had diapers. Were you opposed to diapers?
I would have worn a diaper.
Because they should have those for sale.
Yeah.
Adult diapers on an airplane?
They should.
They really, it would have fixed a couple problems we've read about already.
Yes.
There's also been a lot of other airline drama. Wait. Just out of curiosity, was it like, was the underwear like Spider-Man or was it just like regular?
No, it was just like blue.
Oh, got it.
It was mainly just tight. That was the whole thing I remember.
It's for a baby.
Yes.
In November 2023, a 38-year-old man jumped out of a stationary Southwest plane and crawled into a wing before trying to hijack an airport service truck. What?
I mean, that's...
What was the goal?
He just, you know when you can't wait any longer for your flight to take off?
That is so insane that he thought this would be faster. He said, I'll let me just do it, okay? Also, in January 2024, a teenager tried to fight the pilot of a plane but was restrained by flight attendants. A TikTok user insightfully said, fights are so annoying.
They really are. I don't – these people can't be well. There's no way in your mind you're like, I'm going to fight the pilot and this is going to go well for me.
Yeah.
You can't establish dominance over the pilot of a plane.
No. He is too cute of an outfit on.
Yeah.
In 2019, on an Air Canada flight, there was a woman named Tiffany Adams who fell asleep on her flight when she woke up. Everyone was gone, and the plane was locked up for the night.
Oh my God, that would have been so cold.
How does that happen? Does that make sense? It's so obvious if someone is still in a plane seat. I feel like they do 200 back and forth, like checking everyone's like even just at the end of a flight when they want you to give them your trash, it's like 80 times back and forth. They didn't notice she was sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Her phone was dead and there was no power on the plane. She eventually found a flashlight in the cockpit and got the attention of a baggage handler who was able to get her out of the plane. Oh my God. I feel like I have no problem solving skills because I think I would just be like, well, I live here now. I would like raid the snack cabinet. Would you think there were not snacks because they were done for the night?
I think
must have been peanuts.
There had to have been some snacks.
Or I guess they don't do peanuts on a plane anymore. It's shocking that they did that for so long with how many peanut allergies they are.
I know. Like, I was on a flight recently where they were like, there is a severe nut allergy. Like, don't open anything.
Oh, that's scary.
But yeah, how would you get out of a plane if you were trapped in it?
I think I would just set up camp. I think, I mean, how long are we talking? This is like overnight. So
yeah, but it's also cold.
It gets cold.
Yeah. And it's dark and your phone's dead.
Well, I can entertain myself.
Yeah.
Without my phone. But I guess I would wrap up and everything. I think I would be like, I would probably look out the window like she did and see if there were people.
Yeah.
And then, maybe like think of like, oh, I need to get something like a light or something to, but I would not touch anything in
the
cockpit. I'd be so scared. I would like turn the plane on and have it fly away.
Yeah. I think I would just crack an emergency exit.
Was that an option?
You can do that from the inside, not from the outside.
Why didn't she just start with that?
Because she's lazy. No,
she's a fucking idiot.
Well, I really don't know.
Because, that feels like exactly what that's for. I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, like, and that's, she should have stayed awake for, the safety instructions.
Yeah.
No, but like, I mean,
she sat right next to the emergency exit.
There's literally a pamphlet on how to open the emergency exit.
You don't think when they lock the plane, that becomes not accessible?
Like a car door? Click, click.
Yeah, it like locks it.
No, I think, it locks it from the outside, but not the inside.
Hmm. That's bizarre. A user on TikTok complained that this happened to him all the time and that airlines never make it up to him.
You're always locked on a plane. God.
That is so wild. He seemed to be mad because Air Canada seemed to ensure they will make it up to Tiffany for letting this happen. Oh, he was jealous.
He was. Wait, I want to look up the poop flight. EasyJet poop flight.
EasyJet
poop flight. That's something I would say like when I'm sleep talking.
EasyJet poop flight. Oh my God. This morning, my girlfriend was like, You were being so weird this morning. Like, they woke up to go to work, and I was in bed, and they were like, you kept just being like, Jordan, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Like, I was, like, half awake. And they were like, I was like, what? And then I texted them this morning. I didn't even remember doing that. I texted them, and I was like, I just had the worst fucking dream ever. Like, I had a dream. I know it's boring when people tell people their dreams, but buckle up. It was so real. Like, I remember so many parts of it, and it was just my girlfriend and I getting in this really big fight. And I don't even know what it was about. We were just, like, so mad at each other. And then at one point she goes, I don't know why you wear so many Crest whitening strips. You're still so ugly.
Oh, my God.
And I woke up being like, that hurt a lot. Because that is an insult you could say to me. I do use a lot of Crest whitening strips.
Do you really?
I mean, ever so often, yeah. Like the recommended amount.
Wait,
like,
how much is it every... Because I'm going to start whitening my teeth. I don't know if they're good.
I think they're great. I think they're really good. They are like $70.
$70?
But it's for a pack. Like you have like... You don't have to buy one for like another year. Because you're only allowed to use it like one... Like the... It comes with like a certain amount and you can't really use more than that.
Yeah.
For a year.
Because
then something will happen. Your teeth will fall off. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they'll get like too sensitive.
I've thought about doing like teeth whitening at my dentist.
Uh-huh.
But every time I'm like, is this crazy? Because it's like $600. But then they're like, one time I was like, well, how long does it last? They're like, well, it really depends. Like if you drink coffee, like not very long. And I was like, okay. And they're like, and if you like drink soda or like if you eat a lot of, like it just kind of depends. So, like if you don't touch them, like 2 years. And
yeah.
I'm like, but if I eat and drink anything, not. And they were like, yeah. I was like, okay, I don't know.
That's something I really, really hate about a lot of medical professionals. I want a solid answer. I don't mind. Like, okay. When I got my legs lasered, I was like,
for hair?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I was like, you know, how many more sessions? And they're like, it really depends. Like, on how you're... I'm like, you've seen my legs four times. You understand the thickness of the hair.
Did it hurt?
Around the crotch region, it did.
But do you love it?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I didn't finish the session. So there's, like, hair in patches. Like, on the inside of my calves, I have almost no hair. On the outside, I have patchy hair.
Oh.
And then I used to have, like, wildebeest inner thighs.
Yeah.
And that's all gone. That's
maybe I should get that.
Thing of the past.
Wow.
You know, when you see a dad in shorts for the first time,
yeah,
and he sits down after, like, making a burger, and you're like, whoa. Like, that's how would it look like.
Yeah. Do you have dark hair?
No, it's just a lot.
It's so thick. It's blonde, but it's 8 inches thick.
If you were vacuuming it with a vacuum, you'd have to set it on high carpet.
I got it. Okay. Yeah. I've been there. Currently there. There's also... Oh, that's it.
Yeah, but wait. I was looking up the flight of the frustrated passengers on board a budget airline were filmed groaning in unison when their flight to London was postponed for the third time. This time because someone had defecated on the bathroom floor. Okay, so I actually understand people being pissed off. Your flight is delayed twice. And then the third time, sorry, another delay. What happened?
The plane is actually in incredible shape.
Yes.
It's just tons of feces on the floor.
Someone found it rather entertaining to defecate on the front of the toilet. So now we're staying the night here. Oh, so the poop would have made them stay the night.
I love airports. I would go on a vacation to an airport.
Yeah.
I would.
I think some, there was like a British flight. I think they should have just been adaptable. You think an American flight would have stopped because someone shit on the toilet?
No way.
Please.
They would have said, get in there, get on your hands and knees and clean it up yourself.
That would have made us stronger.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know what Americans love? They love to be so rude to each other, but they love a moment of unity.
Yeah.
Like, you see it all on this damn eclipse that just happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
People were like, and in this moment, it didn't matter who you voted for.
Seriously.
We're all looking up at the sky.
Yeah.
Like, what is this weird, like, group mentality we're obsessed with?
Well, I mean, it's, like, true. Like, the Americans love, like, when I see an ambulance coming and everyone pulls over.
It brings a tear to your eye.
I, like, know that we legally have to.
But it doesn't feel that way.
I know it doesn't, but I also love that we're all pulling over because people don't take rules seriously.
Right.
So it's nice when everyone takes a rule seriously.
It's really nice. And
yeah,
you find yourself, the ambulance goes past, this poor person in the ambulance is like, yeah, dying. We're all like waving at each other and being, yeah, like, oh, thank you for pulling over. I'm so glad we can do this. It's like so silly.
Or that thing of like when you're on a road trip and you've been driving next to the same car for a couple hours and then they take an exit and you're like, oh, bye. Forever.
Oh, no. I know.
Yeah.
Or like the other day, my partner and I saw this like bumper sticker that we were like, who's driving this car?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always like so not what you think it's going to be. It's, uh-huh, always like the exact opposite. Probably because like someone's driving someone else's car most of the time.
Mm-hmm. What was the bumper sticker?
It was like an improv bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, I wonder if we know this nerd. Like, I wonder who would put an improv bumper sticker on their car. Like, I bet we know them. Of course we get it. It's just like an old man.
Uh-huh.
It's like not, we don't know him.
That's so nice.
But yeah, I do love to fly.
Same.
I love to jet set, but I do get scared on airplanes. I don't know if this is what I'll ask. I know a lot of people are like, I don't want to fly anymore after all these incidents. Has this made you more anxious or just the same? You don't feel any different from these incidents?
I don't feel any different. I mean, the thing is being raised in America, everything everywhere has always gone wrong. Everywhere I go, like if you've ever taken a public bus, someone's threatening you with a knife.
Yeah.
If you've ever like walked down the street, you've tripped and dropped, you know, your purse into the sewer. Like if you've ever listened to this podcast, you just hear a million stutters. Like that's the whole part of the American experience. The doors are flying off all the time.
It weirdly has made me feel better. Like, yeah. Because I think before it was just like, well, planes don't have issues. Planes don't have issues. And it feels very like, oh, no.
It's but very I'm humanizing.
Like, it's very, I'm like, I can now relate to this plane. This yeah. plane is me and I am this plane and he has issues too. But it's crazy because I'm like, to be honest, if an airplane can nosedive 28,000 feet with no fucking wheel and some teenager hanging off the back
yeah.
and be fine, we're fine. Because yeah. I think I used to be like, everything's good because there are no problems. But if there were ever a problem, because mm-hmm. they make you feel like it's really up to you on a flight. They're like, okay, we are hitting a little turbulence, so make sure your trays are up. And I'm like, if my trays are down, is that going to be what causes? Like, it feels so yeah. fragile where you're like, why is everything so like, make sure your seats are up, make sure whatever. But I'm like, oh, I don't think it's that fragile. I think if something really bad happened, we'd still maybe would be okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I've always, I don't know if this makes sense. I love situations where I'm allowed to scream.
Yeah.
Like at the top of my lungs.
Yeah, I know that.
And
you guys have ever seen Sarah after we stop recording this podcast, it's scary.
No, I'm saying like, you know, sometimes you have to control your fear.
Yeah.
If we're in a 5-mile nosedive, I'm letting out years of trauma. And the thing is,
since landed, you're still just like, fuck you, Dad. They're like, okay.
But that's like truly, that's liberating. And yeah. I mean, the like outdoor, losing a wheel, a door flying off, someone shitting in the hallway, and yeah. you know, the pilot coming over the thing and being like, listen, we have no fuel. I am like, that is actually how America is all the time. So
also, if a door can fly off and us be fine, why do we not have a roll down the window feature on an airplane?
Let's do a jeep plane.
Literally, it's like, just don't bring belongings.
Yeah.
Just, or put them away. We can have like really intense overhead bins.
Yeah.
And you just get to roll down your window and like stick your head out and like take a picture. Are you kidding me? My dog can come stick her head out. A blast.
I would really love that. And so I think if you're going to be flying soon, just prepare for the worst. Bring some beta blockers or some Ativan, you know.
And death is inevitable.
Death is inevitable.
And so don't not do stuff because you might die. I think there's some things.
Like, do stuff because you might live.
Sarah, yes! Yes!
Yes.
Because sometimes the only thing I won't do is do one of those four-wheelers. What are they called?
ATV.
ATV?
Yeah.
My fiance's mom works in a hospital. She said, don't ever get on an ATV because every day someone has lost an arm from being on an ATV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it. But anything else, I'm like, you see it all the time. People are like, I would never, ever do this because it's so dangerous. And I'm like, but then what? You're just going to die from like something lame?
Yeah. Something natural?
You're going to die from like heart attack? It's like boring.
Yeah. I think
it's so fun.
Throw caution to the wind.
Yeah.
But don't cross picket lines. And I hope every single flight attendant out there gets the money you deserve. There's no way in hell you should be getting paid half for the plane not moving.
Well, and that's the best case scenario. That's the only, Delta's the only one who's done anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're paying, so no one else is even paying them. So this is our BCC message. If you're a flight attendant, don't go to work tomorrow. We're the leaders of this strike.
But wait, that also sounds like a threat towards like a, if you're a flight attendant.
Oh, no, not like
don't
that.
Don't go to work tomorrow.
Just be liberated. And say, no, I'm not doing this. yeah. Anyways, thanks so much for listening. Guys, thanks for being here, Sarah.
Thank you for being here, Kendall. Thanks for showing up to work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy Wednesday. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Music or anywhere you get your podcast, make sure to rate and give us 5 stars. If you're on YouTube, hi. Hope you're doing well.
Hey.
And comment down below what's the next recommended video to you.
Comment. I kind of want to do swatting.
What?
Swatting. It's where like usually gamers, they'll like call the like the SWAT team on someone.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason why I want to do swatting is because we're talking about threatening airports. And sometimes people will SWAT airports.
Oh, wow. That would be inconvenient.
Bummer.
All right. Comment down below, subscribe, like, comment, and have a wonderful week.